Welcome to the Food Sadist pen chewing episode. Philosophical analysis can help us think through problems in our line of life, work, in the kitchen. One strategy often used involves applying Aristotle's philosophy to help people become more assertive in their decisions. In his Nicomachean Ethics, Aristotle was concerned how to live a good life. A good life for humans requires a virtuous character. Virtues are character traits that exist at the midpoint of the spectrum between two vices. So tact is a virtue, which we find on a spectrum between the vices of dishonesty and brutal honesty. Courage lies between recklessness and powerless. Friendliness lies between surliness, a controlled temper, and obsequiousness, obedience. You get the idea. Moderation has an intuitive appeal. We are quick to grasp that while telling lies will get us in trouble, it's the sincere remarks of shaming others that is discourage in a free society. I do what I want. Did she forget the rules? Do we assert the woman at the counter to wear a mask? No shame, only communicate through emotional compassion first, and then tie it up with a rational logic that makes sense to you, with us, with an open mind, of course. Be tactful in a respectful encounter. I've reached a point in my career where it takes an immense amount of emotional intelligence to negotiate dollar signs at my current position. In the food equipment product industry, I go by an ethics code of conduct. Rules can sustain order in society. That is the logic. Aren't we all in a constant process of improving our better selves from our past trials? Mistakes were made. New experience grows. Anxiety leaves us to all or nothing about assertiveness. We wish we can stand up for ourselves, but are afraid that we appear arrogant when we do so. When we do say yes, when do we say no? So our options shrink to a binary choice of being a walkover or arrogant, and we continue to be overly accommodating. All or nothing thinking is what we call splitting, reminding ourselves that assertiveness, like honesty, exists on a spectrum, and that virtue lies on moderation. To take a Aristotelian approach can help us in one way be appropriately assertive. Virtue is learned to practice. The importance of community, education, healthy meals is our personal recipe to nourish a personal growth. By surrounding ourselves with virtuous habits and models, following their example and advice and mentorship, we learn to be virtuous. Generations passing down worry about how our culture, traditions, values will die down, and we'll be back to being savages. I'm in a place in between being novice and novice awkward nub and semi-skilled assertiveness. No means no, and yes means yes. We do bite more than we can chew at times, and vomit. I've had my disgraceful moments in the kitchen. Live in your truth. That decision is yours. Thank you.